since robots have the physical aspects but also are driven by computer, we can use a lot of very interesting computer algorithms that a person will never use in order to create music that a person will never play. I often use the example of fractal music. Fractals create very interesting graphical results. There are a lot of research in trying to use fractals to create interesting musical, auditory results. And currently, it's just through computers. So people write algorithms, and it's not interactive, and then they play the music, and you see how that's how fractal music is. But if we embed all kind of fractal algorithms in this robot that get input from player, you will hear the robot plays back to you in a way that a human will never play. No human that I know play music thinking about fractal algorithm. Okay, let's play something on a guitar based on fractal algorithm. So there are all kind of interesting, complex algorithms we can embed.
It's really an interesting idea to see what kind of music we're going to come up with. I mean, I've been playing with people my whole life, and you get used to people's limitations. Of course, there's obvious advantages with people. They have there's nuances, and they're emotional, and they can express things. And then on the other side, if you just had a computer writing music, chances are it'd be kind of stale. And this sort of human collaborating with the robot experience gives you a chance to combine both of those worlds. The idea is to create a situation that would inspire the players to come up with a new musical idea. The robot takes some of the emotional inspiration from the human, and the human takes some of the complex ideas that are generated through some algorithm and builds off of those to come up with a new idea. So I think it's going to produce something new and hopefully interesting.
It also hopefully can create things in ranges that people cannot play. Our instrumentation is limited. With computers, we can create lower sounds, higher sounds, almost sounds that we cannot hear. There are not so many instruments that can play a basic sound, a fundamental sound in a frequency of 16 kilohertz. From here, we can play this kind of sounds. We can play very fast. We can play faster. We can have all kind of quick changes between playing in different manners that humans usually will not play.